Micah. Chapter 2. Woe to them that devise iniquity, and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore thus says the Lord, Behold, against this family do I devise a disaster, from which you shall not remove your necks, neither shall you walk heartily, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, We are utterly ruined, he has changed the portion of my people, how he has removed it from me. Turning away he has divided our fields. Therefore you shall have none that shall determine boundaries by lot in the congregation of the Lord. Prophesy not, they say to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not be shamed. O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? Even of late my people have risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by trustingly, as men returning from war. The women of my people have you cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children have you taken away my glory forever. Arise, and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is defiled, it shall destroy you, even with utter destruction. If a man working in the spirit of falsehood does lie, saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of you, I will surely gather the remnant of Israel, I will put them together as sheep in a fold, as the flock in the midst of their pasture, they shall make a loud noise because of the multitude of men. He who breaks open has come up before them, they have broken out, and have passed through the gate, and have gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, the Lord at their head.